Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the LPNs. This is Berkshire Medical Center and a move toward a class action suit. Tell us what this is all about.
So a licensed practical nurse has filed a suit in U.S. District Court in Springfield claiming that Berkshire Health Systems has engaged in systemic wage theft. Shayla Clark of Pittsfield seeks to be the lead plaintiff in a class action suit, and the LPNs say that they were docked pay for breaks that they were not able to take, and that this was an ongoing practice. They seek back wages over 6 years, as well as damages and interest. Berkshire Health Systems denies these allegations outright. And it's worth noting that this matter is not related to the ongoing contract negotiations between the union representing registered nurses and Berkshire Medical Center. That's a different matter. The hearing for this suit is going to be May 16th in Springfield.
From there, let's talk about Charles Neville.
Musician Charles Neville was 79, and he died at his home in Huntington, Mass. Yesterday, he had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. He's a member, of course, of the famed Neville Brothers from New Orleans and has been just an important part of the Western Mass music scene for many years and has been performing now with his sons who've come into their own musical careers. He's performed locally in Pittsfield and at the Mount in Lenox and spent time in local schools. So he's being remembered internationally, but he was also very much a mainstay of the community here.
Speaking of, and sticking with a musical theme, the Guthrie Center will reopen with a tribute to the Eagle reporter, someone we talked about, of course, when he passed, Derek Gentile.
Yeah, the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington is reopening this weekend after a series of renovations and restorations, including work that was done on their signature stained glass window by Carducci Stained Glass. They donated all the work on that. And Derek Gentile was a longtime Eagle reporter who, in his spare time, supported the Guthrie Center. He was a tremendous music fan and a font of musical knowledge, and he himself loved spending time at the Guthrie Center, which, of course, is famous for having been the church in the Arlo Guthrie song, Alice's Restaurant. And then Arlo went on to buy it years later and turn it into community center. So they're reopening this weekend and celebrating Derek's life on Saturday night.
I'm sure it will be a packed house. We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, Managing Editor of News for the Berkshire Eagle. You can find out more at berkshireeagle.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Samantha, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You too, David.